A linguist would say, look, when you're confronted by a sentence like that one, the whole town was old men and women, which is syntactically correct, but semantically incorrect, since a town is a place and men and women are people and a place can't be people. So where does the is come in? When you're confronted by a sentence like that, your mind automatically goes through a series of decision-making steps. First, it seeks some grammatical justification of that semantic conflict, and finding none, can then decide one of two things: to reject it as illogical, impermissible speech, or to find another level on which it may be acceptable, a poetic level. In other words, something in the mind intuits a metaphorical meaning and then can accept the semantic ambiguity on that level. Now, did that word metaphorical register with you? I hope so, because metaphor is our key to understanding. In fact, I just used a metaphor. I said metaphor is a key. In other words, I've made an equation between a figurative way of speaking called a metaphor and a small metal object called a key. I have said, in effect, this equals that, where this and that belong to two completely different and incompatible orders, exactly like the town and its inhabitants of old men and women. In other words, I've broken a semantic rule. But it's precisely this linguistic misdemeanor, breaking the rules, by which metaphor is achieved. Juliet is the sun, a famous classic example of this is that, equating two incompatible orders, one human and the other sidereal. Juliet is a human organism, the sun is a star. How do they get to be equal? How indeed, said my pretty new friend.